News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to edition 27 of Info Shorts from InfoSound, a brief weekly bulletin of news, advice and practical information to help daily living with sight loss. Produced on the 1st of July 2023.
And in this edition, guide dogs' mobility skills support, identifying debit type cards, writing guides and frames, and the Google Lookout phone app.
We had a message left the other day asking what product we would recommend for a certain area of daily living with sight loss. And we had to say that InfoSound and this InfoShorts audio bulletin isn't able to ever recommend any product or service for that matter. We can't really judge what's good and not so good. We're just the broadcaster, the messenger, as it were, carrying as much what we hope is useful information as we can cram into this weekly audio bulletin. In fact, if we recommend anything, it's that you always shop around to check that what you want to buy or a service that you want to make use of will really suit you and your particular eye condition. There are some really useful products out there and some excellent services available, but it's always worth making sure that they're right for you. And just one quick housekeeping note before we get underway. We're reintroducing something that we at InfoSound started doing several years ago, in fact, and that is trying to simplify website addresses that we mention. More and more information is online these days, of course, and sometimes it's only available online. But we think that some web addresses where you find this useful information can sometimes be very long, complicated, and not at all easy to memorize or write down while you're listening to us. So from time to time, where it's appropriate, we'll simplify and shorten what you need to put into your internet browser by providing an easier to remember web address. And these shortened web links will always start with tiny.cc. And then a few letters and numbers. That's tiny.cc. In fact, we've got one coming up right now in the next item.
InfoSound.
The charity Guide Dogs offers a range of advice about living with sight loss on their website, often supported by online YouTube-based videos, and this includes daily living skills. One section on mobility skills aims to help someone to feel more confident when moving around independently and safely, both outdoors and indoors. This includes using a long cane. In one YouTube video, long cane user Siobhan shares her experiences of using the mobility aid and guide dog's orientation and mobility services.
The main benefits of using a long cane for me are being able to be independent and free and have that choice of being having the ability to be able to get out when you want to get out and not having to rely on anybody to take you out. The key message for anyone who hasn't used a long cane is definitely get the orientation and mobility, because it will enable you to be able to be independent, have the choice of when you want to go out, and actually the world is your oyster. By having that long cane, you can go anywhere you want to go.
The online information covers things like touch technique and diagonal technique when using a long cane, going up and down stairs, travelling across open spaces, learning the layout of a room, and locating dropped items. And you can access this information online in full at tiny.cc/GD01. That's tiny.cc/GD01.
InfoSound.
Right, time now for a handy hint from Anita Plant of the Partially Sighted Society, PSS for short, who's joining us now. And what have you got for us, Anita?
So this is a tip from Helen, who's one of our friends of PSS. Helen is severely sight impaired, and she gave me what I think is a fantastic tip with identifying her different bank cards in her purse or wallet.
Bank cards and also loyalty cards these days, all sorts of credit card-sized cards, loads of them we can have in our wallet. So what's her clever idea?
So Helen has a savings card and she has her debit card. They both are more or less the same colour, they both the same shape, you know, they look and feel sort of both the same. So what she does is on her savings card, she has a little orange bump on, And on the card that she uses, her debit card, which is used in payment machines or as a tap debit card, she has a piece of sellotape on the facing side of the card, on the opposite edge, which you would put into the machine, so that she can just quickly feel, okay, the one on the bump on, that's not the card she needs. She just feels the sellotape, that's the card, and that's the one that she presents.
You made the very good point that when you apply bump-ons, if it's a card that you have to put into a machine, you need to make sure it's on the opposite side to where all the sort of electronics is at the sort of business end of the card.
Yeah, so most of the modern cards, the latest cards, have a little cutout, like a slightly curved cutout. And that's on the opposite side to the side that you would present to the machine or put into the machine. But that cutout doesn't help you to know which side up the card should be. So in order to help you know which side up, the cards have got six dots in two sets of three on the cutout side of the card.
Excellent. Two tips for the price of one. Thank you very much indeed for some
you.
Useful information.
You're welcome. And thank you to Helen.
InfoSound.
RNIB sells a range of writing guides and frames designed to help writing in a straight line or in the correct place. An envelope guide costing £1.45 has five enclosed rectangular spaces to write in, and the signature guide, priced at £1.25, has a single slot to help keep the pen in the right area of the paper, maybe a check. They also sell an A4 PVC blue clipboard guide. You clip the paper behind the 20 horizontal lines running across the page. This costs £4.99. Incidentally, RNIB says that using a clipboard encourages better posture by allowing you to sit upright. Also available is an A5 writing frame made from blue cardboard, which has 12 lines spaced 12 millimetres apart to help writing in a straight line. And this costs £5. The A4 version of this cardboard guide, which has 17 lines across it, is priced at £6. Finally, there's a notepaper and envelope writing guide, costing £3.75, which has raised tactile lines, which are 1.5 centimetres apart. For more details about any of these writing frames and guides, you can phone RNIB's National Helpline on 0303 123 99. Double nine. That's 0303 123 9999, or you can email helpline@rnib.org.uk. Incidentally, some slightly different sorts of guides, called typoscopes, are also sold by the Partially Sighted Society, and it's possible that you'll also find some writing guides in local sight loss charity resource centres.
InfoSound.
Finally, for this time, many thanks to Darren from Bexley in South East London, who called in a message about a useful mobile phone app from Google that he uses on his Blindshell Classic 2 smartphone, but it will work on any Android phone.
You mentioned on last week's Info Shorts about Seeing AI and the InVision app. An app that's available for the Blindshell Classic 2 and Android phones is Google Lookout. That does similar things like reading documents, food labels, object identification, etc. And the app's free as well. Thank you very much.
Darren also mentioned that he accesses local talking newspapers on his smartphone using the British Wireless Talking Newspaper app. He mentioned this following on from recent reports that Google no longer appears to be carrying UK local talking newspapers on their smart speaker devices. But, as Darren told us, they are available on the Talking Newspaper app. More information about this app is available from British Wireless by calling 01622 754 757. That's 01622 754 757. Or by emailing info@blind.org.uk.
And that brings us to the end of this 27th edition of the weekly Info Shorts Bulletin from InfoSound. So, until next week, goodbye, and thanks very much for listening.
InfoSound.